USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests lead to violence and criminal activity in the streets of Atlanta overnight. One police officer has been fired, another placed on administrative leave, and the police chief has stepped down after Friday night's fatal shooting of an unarmed male black suspect outside a Wendy's restaurant. That restaurant was last night looted and burned down after day-long demonstrations over the death of Rayshard Brown took a violent turn. This resident, who was involved in the protest, said he didn't approve of the violence, but he says black people have had enough.
We've continued to be raped. We continue to be lynched. We continue to suffer under this system. So it's time to reconstruct it. It's time to completely reconstruct the system, because what we have is not working.
At last check, nearly 50 arrests had been made. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
Brazil has become the indisputable center as the world's second highest nation, with the number of deaths from COVID-19 at almost 42,000. USA's John Clemens reports.
Brazil's Ministry of Health reports the cumulative total of over 828,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus, with almost 26,000 new infections, with another 909 people losing their lives, second only to the United States. Dr. Mike Ryan of the World Health Organization says Brazil's healthcare system was standing up to the pressure.
The system, as such, from the data we see, is not overwhelmed, but certainly in certain parts of Brazil, there's a significant pressure on the intensive care unit bed occupancy. And again, we commend the brave frontline health workers.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Los Angeles County has released safety guidelines allowing film and TV productions to resume after being shut down since March due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Screen Actors Guild, the Directors Guild, the Teamsters, and more contributed to protocols for production. These include regular testing and symptom monitoring, staggered meal times, and hand washing, as well as sanitizing. Employers are expected to provide personal protective equipment. Cast and crew are required to wear cloth face masks, but only essential cast and crew are allowed on set. If actors can't wear a face mask, they need to stand 8 feet apart. Guidelines say actors should do their own makeup and bring their own props, and whenever possible, avoid sharing. Not only are fight scenes and love scenes discouraged, but actors should remain as silent as possible to avoid spreading droplets through talking. The document says scenes requiring cast to be closer than 6 feet should be kept as brief as possible, and crowds of extras should be avoided. TV shows can use paid staff as the audience, but only sitting 6 feet apart and filling no more than 25% of the audience. Details on crew meals say that buffets are no longer allowed. Any food item must be single serving. The guidelines also say there should be one-directional traffic, frequent hand-washing breaks, and provide hand sanitizer throughout the entire set. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.